you for tuning in to 10 Minute Tuesdays with Carthage News Online and Virtual Carthage. Today, we're bringing you all the news, events, weather, and sports that we have for Carthage in under 10 minutes. We hope that you will join us more often and send your information about Carthage into our news site as well, so that we can share your information and photos and details in our segments. We have a lot of news today. A lot of it comes from the city council packet. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you two bits of good news and bury the lead a little bit. First, off the top of the news, congratulations to Carthage Water and Electric. They're working with the city to install fiber internet service, or CWEP is working to get that available citywide. It looks like there's a $7 million plan in the city council packet this week to expand the program throughout the city. Another news from Carthage Water and Electric, we do have a new business in town. Bellevue Shoe Company is filling the space of Justin Boots. And they'll be coming to the community. So there's some information on in the council packet this week on that agreement. Last week, we told you about six hospitals or six medical facilities that made a letter pleading for the city to bring them relief and provide leadership to the community in COVID relief by encouraging citizens or mandating to wear masks, wash their hands, and follow COVID procedures of distancing. The city quickly responded with a letter saying that we're going to continue to ask our citizens to wear a mask. Shortly after that, the governor released an extension of the state of emergency. And again, a proclamation was introduced by the mayor to ask citizens to continue to wash their hands, safely distance, and wear a mask. Tonight, City Council meets. It's Tuesday, November 24th, and on the agenda is how to address that letter. We have a detailed timeline of the COVID task force and how the city of Carthage has reacted to COVID in our feature stories on CarthageNewsOnline.com. You can find that. I'll add the link in the comments as well. So follow along. There's a lot to digest there. And tonight's City Council meeting will actually discuss how they should appropriately respond. And in breaking news, a new packet was issued. So there will be an emergency session of City Council on Wednesday, the 25th at 3:15 in City Council chambers. That meeting is specifically to address wearing a mask as a mandate. So City Council will meet twice this week, right before the holidays, to discuss safety concerns regarding COVID. And with that, we have more COVID news, but additionally, we have lots of sports and information coming from David.
Hello, Carthage. Hope everyone is having a fantastic Tuesday. Here's a little bit of news and sports going on in the area. Jasper County Health Department has reported their 71st death due to COVID. That was a male in his 60s. And they reported that on Friday of last week. Bright Futures has received a $5,000 check from the Knights of Columbus. A check presentation was held earlier today. That's a significant amount of money there. Great job, Knights of Columbus. Going to a great cause there with Bright Futures. Carthage is creating a master plan for city parks. This was in the works earlier in the year. Then COVID hit, unfortunately, delayed the process. But they're jumping back there. Public meetings will be on tap where organizers will be seeking public input, and we'll keep you updated on when and where those meetings will be held. The Carthage Cat Track swim team has raised a significant amount of money for one of their coaches who tragically suffered a major spinal cord injury over the summer. Hacker has more details about that later in the show. Over on the sports side, last week, Carthage High School senior Caden Krawcheck signed to continue his career playing baseball at Pitt State. Congratulations there on the signing, Caden. Looking forward to following your career there. The Carthage Junior High 7th and 8th grade boys basketball tryouts will coming up after the Thanksgiving holiday. That's December 2nd through December 4th. You can get more details on our Facebook page or on the Carthage Junior High's Facebook page. The Carthage Lady Tigers basketball, they are taking on Hillcrest today in Springfield. Good luck, ladies. Hope we come away with the win there. And again, just want to thank our advertisers, the Umbrella Stand. You can check them out inside the Finicky Fox and at the screen door. And then don't forget to swing by and visit Jeff Hodkin's team over there at American Family at their new location at 800 South Garrison. Thanks. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you, David. And we do have additional news regarding Cat Tracks donations coming in from John. So with that, we'll pass it over to John, and he has an announcement of a recent honor of his as well.
Hi, everybody. This is John Hacker. Gosh, what's going on in Carthage? What isn't going on in Carthage? It's a busy place. Some really inspiring story today from the Fair Acres Family Y and the Cat Track Swim Team. It's a swim team made up of kids from Carthage and surrounding area, ages 5 to 18. Well, kind of it starts out as a tragic story. One of their coaches, Cherie Woody, she had an accident this summer, and basically it was a diving accident. She badly damaged her neck and her spinal column to the point where she couldn't walk, she couldn't really do anything. So they had to rush her to Mercy Springfield Hospital to get emergency surgery to stabilize her neck and her throat area. And then she ended up going to Denver, Colorado, to Craig Hospital. That's a hospital where there's a few people from Carthage who have gone there who've had spinal cord injuries, to start a rehabilitation. But anyway, in October, the Cat Track swim team held a swim-a-thon. And these 43 kids, there were 43 kids who participated, swam in excess of 90 miles to raise money for Cherie Woody, their assistant coach. And on Sunday, they had at the Cat Track Invitational Swim Meet at the Y, they had a presentation. They presented her with a check for $10,000. She was in so much shock. She was so happy. She also received an extra $100, and she kind of wasn't real happy about getting it, because two girls, Madison Riley, 15, and Elena Wright, 16, they both swam in excess of 6 miles on this trip. Elena swam 216 laps. Madison swam 232 laps. They each got a $50 award for swimming the most laps for their age group. And they presented their checks to Cherie too. And that just, it was so touching. It was a very inspiring night. Very cool. Congratulations to the Cat Tracks team. They did great. Another thing going on, and I got to hurry up here, but Thanksgiving evening, lighting of the pump parade. Hate to brag, but yours truly is the Grand Marshal. I was a little bit shocked a couple weeks ago when they called me up and asked me that lighting of the pump parade in La Russell, Missouri. It's over on the eastern side, right on the county line on County Route U, south of Highway 96. And just a cool parade. They've got a water pump in the middle of the road, and they light this thing up every Thanksgiving. And they have a fireworks display, a little parade with the Humdingers Kazoo Band and several other floats. You got a little town of 140 people, and it fills up with probably 700, 800 people for this one night. So bring a mask, social distance. You can sit in your car on the side of the road and watch the parade. So that's what I got going on. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you next week.